When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Maria reaches out, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, my son is doing a school report about our family. He's focusing in on my dad, his Cuban grandfather.
All right.
And my sister has been helping him do research, and they discovered an interesting family story that almost nobody knew before. One of my dad's nephews was killed in a shark attack off Cuba.
Oh.
We never heard anything about it and thought it was wild that we just found out this piece of family history.
Oh, that is weird.
I find it fascinating. I've been obsessed with our ancestry ever since. So I wonder if anyone else has... Oh, gosh.
Sorry, too soon. Sorry.
Oh, wow. I wonder if anyone else discovered a secret about their family's history way after the fact. Thanks, guys. Love listening to the show.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
that's
so we,
crazy.
So we used to do a segment here called Family Secret, and... got a text from Rachel, said my grandpa was in World War II. And apparently when he was in England, he had an affair with a woman and had a daughter. My grandma and siblings didn't find out until later in my great grandpa's life.
Oh my gosh.
So they have a sibling in England somewhere. They have never tried to track her down though. How cool would it be though to like, you know, track her down and find her and.
Well, yes. And I choose to think that, well, I know that having like home DNA kits, like 23andMe, all that stuff, and then websites like Ancestry.com,
sure.
I'm sure these stories have become more and more common.
Way more common, way more prevalent for sure after the ease of getting those kind of DNA kits and tests and stuff like that.
Ooh.
Got another message from Dan, said, I discovered years ago that I have an older half-brother from my dad's previous marriage.
Oh my gosh.
Had no idea.
Wow.
We've connected though, and it's pretty cool to know that he's doing well.
Oh my gosh.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But that's,
you know,
so random.
Can expand.
Yeah, but that's so random that that never came up, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, we all know and that, you know, you have history and sometimes you've been married before and have kids before, but like, why not say that? Like, you know, why isn't that a known thing, right?
Share that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lisa says, my grandparents on my dad's side are normal people, and I never thought anything of it. As a kid, my brothers and I would play in their yard. We ended up breaking a statue of a little boy. My grandma freaked out. Turns out that the statue was made of the ashes from her firstborn son.
Oh, my gosh.
My dad found out he had a brother that day, too.
Wow.
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 Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That's a secret.
All right. Would love to hear yours. All right. 502-795-1997. Delving into the secrets of your family that maybe you just found out about. All right. Or you found out about after a long time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. We'll get more of your stories on the way. Family secrets we're diving into here this morning. Thanks to Maria, who just found out that thanks to a school project that she had a nephew, or no, it was her dad's nephew.
One of her dad's nephews
was actually killed in a shark attack. And no one ever spoke about it. And she just found out about it because of a school project. Got a message from Ann, said, my family is very strict and proper. When doing research on the family, found out that I had a distant cousin that was part of the Jesse James gang and helped rob banks in Kentucky
and was
later arrested for it. So it's nice to see that I'm not the only wild child in the family.
That's crazy.
You get it honest, Ann. You get it honest.
Wow. Victoria says, Irish Catholics had tons of secrets, especially involving kids conceived out of wedlock. Fairly certain I have at least one half-brother and one half-sister. I've never been connected or acknowledged. Pretty sure I even babysat the potential half-sister as a teenager. Dad was very, quote, social.
Interesting.
Wow.
I got a message from Benjamin, said, when my grandma got cancer and was on what she thought was her deathbed, I visited her at the hospital, brought her Subway chocolate chip cookies, her fave. Mid-bite, she says, you know, I never told anyone, but I was actually engaged to two men at the same time. The only reason I married your grandfather is because he came back from the war first.
oh my gosh.
And she went
therefore
on.
He's the winner.
Yep. So she went on to live for 2 more years after that. So that was awkward.
Oh,
Grandma.
My goodness.
You know, she was just like, hey, I'm keeping my options open. Keeping my options open.
Wow. That is nuts.
I know. That is pretty funny.
Perry said, thanks to Ancestry.com, unbeknownst to anyone, not even my grandfather, that my great-grandfather had an affair with their nanny.
Whoop.
She gave birth to a son. So at 74, my grandfather found out he had a half-brother.
Oh, my gosh.
What a time to find out.
Amy said, when I was pregnant, I mentioned a boy's name that I was considering and found out my grandma had an affair with someone with that name for nearly 30 years.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just like, yeah, you know what? Let's stay away from that name.
Yeah, here's why.
Wow.
That's crazy.
You know, it's so funny to think about grandparents, right? Because you think, oh, you know, grandparents, they don't have a history. They're just pure and they're grandparents.
Oh,
but it's like,
they have the biggest histories many times.
Listen, you're around because grandparents had history. You know
what
I mean?
Wow. Well, like Amanda, my grandpa wasn't my grandpa. In every sense of the word, he was, except biologically. My grandma was married to another man and had 2 kids, my uncle and mother. Divorced him for my grandpa.
Mm.
Grandpa raised them as his own, and my grandparents literally took it to their graves.
Oh,
the truth only came out via Ancestry DNA a few months ago.
Oh, my gosh. That's fresh.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Dang. Got a message from a listener. We'll keep anonymous. Said, I found out my dad wasn't my biological dad when I was 16. Went to get my driver's license. Mom had to take the birth certificate, and on the father's part, it said unknown.
Oh, my gosh.
So when I questioned her about it, she started crying and finally told me the truth. But that's another story for another day.
Okay, then.
But went on to say, didn't change anything because I love my dad and he is my dad. So, yes,
yeah,
yes, that is 100%. Right.
Wow.
We're getting text message. Wonder if Perry and I are related. Listener Perry. Hey, maybe we're connecting people right now. You never know.
Could happen. Could happen. Wendy says, I never understood why no one talked about my Aunt Lucy.
Uh-huh.
She was a stewardess for a large airline.
Uh-huh.
Found out later that it was because she had a husband in Denver and another one in Chicago.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Lucy with the 2 husbands.
Oh, my.
Oh, my, indeed.
You know, being a flight attendant or a pilot, that would make things a little easier.
Oh, yeah.
To have 2 families like that, right?
Maybe not. Let's not have families. We can date different people in different area codes, but let's maybe just pick one to have a family with.
Oh, so you're saying that's okay?
Well, you can, while you're figuring out which one's your soulmate.
These are good. These are good. So anyways, yeah, if you've got a family secret or something, let us know. 502 795-1997. I love having segments like this. It's 99.7 DJX because everybody's got secrets in their family. Am I right?
It seems to be, yes.
Ashley texts in and says, I don't really have a good story here, but these stories are amazing. I mean, we have had some really good ones so far. Lisa says, I have 2 great-grandmothers who were accused of being witches in the Salem witch trials.
Wow.
One was like, no way am I a witch. The other one was like, hell yeah, I am.
Oh, my God.
Yep, got me.
Wow.
Got me.
That's crazy. Oh, Lauren. Lauren's got a doozy. My dad was supposed to not be able to have kids anymore.
Uh-huh.
Had an affair.
Oh.
The lady ended up pregnant. I have a sister I didn't find out about until I was 21.
Oh.
So I asked her, do you have a relationship with a sister? She says, no, but I wish I did. She actually doesn't know my dad is her dad. She thinks the man that raised her is.
Wow.
I have met her. She just didn't know I was her sister.
Wow.
And we look just alike.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
We got a text from another listener in Mount Washington says, my mom was at a funeral and her cousin approached my mom and said, man, your dad's really got into some trouble together. Mom had no idea what they were talking about. Her dad had passed away when she was 12. Come to find out, he had robbed a bank and who knows what else.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness.
It's just, oh, shoot. This is fun.
I mean, secret crimes and everything.
Another message. I just found out after my grandma had passed away in June that my grandfather had an affair with her and divorced my other grandmother for my grandma who had passed away. The crazy thing is they lived across the street from each other when this affair took place and continued to live across the street from each other even after he had married my other grandma. I always wondered why my grandmothers hated each other.
Oh,
now I know.
My goodness.
Oh my gosh.
My goodness. Sassy grandmas. Oh, Kate said, found out my brother was my half brother from his biological cousin in sixth grade at lunch.
Mm.
She said, had to leave school because I was distraught. My mom said, they didn't tell me because they didn't think about it. LOL.
Oh, wow.
Dang.
Okay. These are good. And then, BT Dubs, thank you for all the messages. We may have to circle back on Family Secrets again sometime because this is just too fun. But I think this person who texted us a voice note had the wrong idea of what we were asking.
Okay.
I have this weird habit, and I sniff my underwear before I put them in the washer, like when I'm doing laundry. And
I think he's thinking that there's confessions or something.
This is not the secrets we're talking about. Unless no one in your family knows.
A long time. Does anyone else do that? Is it weird? Like, I feel like it might be weird, but I don't know.
I'm
probably not going to stop doing it, but is that normal?
This is a different lane.
It's a different type of secret. You know, you were merging onto the secret highway with us, but you took the detour.
Right, a little bit. Like maybe this is like, okay, this is something my family doesn't know about me. Here it is.
All hey, right. I appreciate you for feeling comfortable enough to reach out and say that.
Appreciate that. I don't think it's normal, but I do appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for all the calls and the messages there on 99.7 DJX.